Everyone, this is part two of my irritable bowel syndrome video series. If you haven't listened or watched part one, please do so before you continue, or at least make sure you do so after you listen and watch this second part. And the direct link to part one is found below this video in the description here. Now, with that said, today I'm going to reveal proven methods for fixing IBS forever. Now, the people who have followed this blueprint have gotten long-term results. And this is based on personal experience with friends and family, in addition to clients, basically people who I've seen throughout the years, so I can attest to it. And as stated in part one, there is no permanent quote unquote cure for it, as there isn't for most health problems. However, what you'll discover today will allow the IBS symptoms to be minimized to the point that you basically won't be dealing with them anymore. Now, before I start, I want to let you know that the underlying problem with IBS or other gut issues or stomach problems is inflammation. In fact, inflammation is the root cause of many health problems. And the good news is that inflammation is very manageable and even fixable, and I'll give you more details about how to reduce inflammation at the end of this video. Now, as discussed in part one, up to 80% of IBS issues are related to SIBO, which stands for small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. And if you have this, you would first take an antibiotic such as Xifaxan. Unfortunately, antibiotics will kill off all bacteria, including the good ones, and this can cause fungus and yeast growth, which obviously you don't want. So then you need to take an antifungal drug like Sporinox. Now at this point, now we need to replace what's missing or imbalanced because of these medications. Thus, we need to first fix the bacterial issue. This means that we need to take both prebiotics and probiotics. And mind you, this is nothing to do if you didn't even take the antifungal drugs or anything like that. This is just something you should be doing anyway. I would also then suggest you take small amounts of MCT oil, more specifically the caprylic acid C8 form, not the C10. All you need is maybe one teaspoon, two or three times daily. Spread it out. Also, you should be taking digestive enzymes with meals. That's also a good idea. Now, I suggest people to also take in between meals, you take L-glutamine, which is an amino acid. I would take the powdered form to save money. All you need is only a small amount, a half a teaspoon, two or three times daily. Just put it in water. It has no taste, no flavor, no smell or anything. It also turns off your appetite for an hour or two, which has a side benefit if you want to lose weight. Now let's talk about how to fix IBS, first of all, with food. First, you want to avoid dairy. I've said this before, milk is for babies and cow milk is for baby cows. Dairy is problematic for almost everyone. The alternative, instead, you should maybe have rice or almond milk. Next, you want to remove sugar. Try to eliminate all sugars in your diet. This also means syrups, all right? It's just sugar. Read labels. This also includes alcohol, juices, and even fruit. The alternative is if you want to sweeten your food, have stevia. As far as fruit, limit it to citrus, such as lemons and limes, and also berries. Berries are fine. Next, you want to avoid vegetables. Yes, I know many vegetables are good for you, but many people don't do well with them, especially cruciferous ones such as broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, and even sauerkraut, which has lots of healthy probiotics. The alternative is celery, spinach, yams, and sweet potatoes are good. And if you do eat vegetables, better to steam them. Just see how your body reacts. Next, you want to avoid legumes and beans. Now, most people do not do well with legumes and beans, especially when it's not made properly because they contain indigestible saccharides. They also contain lectins. And it's a shame because beans have lots of benefits, you know, fiber, no sugar, protein, and so forth. Now, the alternative is if you want to have small amounts of legumes, stick to lentils. I think they're the best. And also make sure you soak them overnight or one day before they're made, or just put them in a pressure cooker. Cook them in a pressure cooker. Next, you want to avoid gluten and lectins. Gluten is a major issue for those who have IBS, for many people, but especially those with IBS. And lectins, which are found in many vegetables, also have the same problem, so it's best to avoid them. The alternative, make sure the carbs you eat are gluten-free. For example, if buying oats, select gluten-free ones. Just look for the labels. Lastly, you want to avoid omega-6 fats. Now, these are inflammatory fats, which are typically the vegetable and seed oils, maybe such as soybean, corn, sunflower, and safflower being the most popular ones. Again, read the labels. They're found in almost all packaged foods. Alternatively, you want to have anti-inflammatory fats, such as the omega-3s and fish oil. Better to have almonds, flax seeds, olives, avocados, and so forth. The food summary basically is this: carbs. For the most part, carbs and sugars can be problematic, especially because they cause inflammation. The best carbs, I think, are yams and white rice. Small amounts of quinoa are fine. Berries are okay as well. Fats. You want to have higher amounts of healthy fats. That should be your goal. That means more omega-3s and less omega-6s. The proteins. Most people eat too many proteins. I suggest you lower the protein. No more than 25% of your total calories should come from protein. The best protein sources would be grass-fed bison and beef, pasture-raised whole eggs, wild-caught salmon, and vegetable proteins such as non-GMO organic rice protein, white rice protein, not brown. And yes, I know this all sounds very limiting, but you'll feel and look so much better, and I think that's well worth it. You will heal your gut over time and have much less inflammation. Then later, once things are healed and you feel good, you can have small amounts of these other foods that you enjoy without the negative issues. Again, all of this is to reduce inflammation and thus not irritate or inflame your bowel. Now, below in the description area, I've got a multi-part email series that I'm working on that will give you simple solutions for reducing inflammation naturally. Of course, this means less IBS issues. However, it also means less pain, better skin and hair, healthier gut and brain, decrease in many diseases and improve longevity, and many more health benefits. Just click the link below in the description area and get all the details for free on how you can naturally reduce inflammation.